Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I mean, it is a Friday. It kind of feels like a Friday, but it doesn't feel like a Friday. Right? I mean, it's Black Friday. A lot of shopping going on. It's the day after Thanksgiving. Some people are working. Some people aren't. I'm working today. You're listening today. Thank you. Sal Capaccio here with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday. And, of course, every Buffalo Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. A very important Friday, though. Very important for a few reasons. I think first and foremost, because let's be honest, most of you are going to be listening for Sean McDermott's radio interview later today during this show to get the latest injury update on Bills players who could possibly not be playing on Sunday and whether or not he is going to rule anyone out. And we are specifically watching, I would say, left tackle Deion Dawkins. If he does not practice today, I would not be surprised if McDermott says not practicing today, he's ruled out, or he could say, wouldn't be surprised if we say he is going to practice today, he's progressing through the protocol, but he's got to practice today and tomorrow, I believe, for him to be able to play. We'll see where that goes. But not practicing for two straight days due to concussion, a concussion, is obviously concerning, both from a on-field standpoint and a health standpoint for Deion Dawkins. We are not expecting Spencer Brown to play with a shoulder injury. Folks, that's your left tackle and right tackle. Going against TJ Watt and Herbig and Highsmith and the rest of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So we'll see where all that goes. Sean McDermott going to join us a little bit later than general than usual, but you never know. I always say keep your head on a swivel. A lot of times it's about 11:15 or so. Today might be a little bit later than that, but I'd be definitely paying attention just in case. So we'll do that with Paul. I mean, sorry, with Sean McDermott. Efforting to see if Paul Hamilton can join me. We're going to see if he can jump on at some point here. I know he's covering practice and the Sabres today because the Sabres play the Devils tonight at home. So if we can do that, we will. But I also will have Patrick Hammer today at 10:30. So Pat's going to join me at 10:40. Because what's going to happen is, let me rewind. Here's the reason why it's also important today on a Buffalo Football Friday. Every year, right around this time, my buddy Len Jankowicz joins me. Len is a high school football coaching legend here in Buffalo. He was with the Lancaster Legends. He was with Lancaster High School, was Redskins before that. And he is a member of the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. And the reason why is because we want to help, and I want to help every year, any local high school football player or parent, whether that's tackle or flag, who wants to play at the next level, because there is the annual college football recruiting night coming to Highmark Stadium next week. So the annual college football recruiting night for Buffalo, Rochester, and players in Canada too, by the way, is going to be at Highmark Stadium next Tuesday. But Len Jankowicz is going to join me at 10:30 at the bottom of the hour here to give all of the info on that. So if you know of, if you are a local high school football player at any capacity, juniors and seniors this is really for, but you're going to want to pay attention to what's going on, even if you're a freshman or sophomore, to how all this works. We're going to do that at 10:30. So it's part of a Buffalo Football Friday, and it impacts everybody here in the community, anybody who wants to go on and play college football. So there you go. So we'll do that with him at 10:30. Then we'll take a break. Then we'll get Pat Hammer on a little before 11. So a little bit of adjustment to the schedule with Pat Hammer today. Normally 11:30, but I'm keeping that block open for Sean McDermott because the head coach of the Bills will join us a little bit later than normal. Okay, so that's how the show's going to work today. We'll also kind of take a look at what's happening this weekend in the NFL, because it's not just the Bills, obviously, who have a very important game as far as the standings. After what we saw yesterday, I mean, some of these games are just, every game is massive, like for a lot of these teams, but what we saw yesterday makes it even more so. What's happening in the AFC? Holy cow. Great football yesterday. Great football. It really turned out well, I think, for the Bills and what you wanted to happen. Did you watch football a lot yesterday, Joe? Did you sit back and watch football?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had it on pretty much at all aspects. And like you said earlier today, you put it perfectly. The food coma didn't really settle in because the Chiefs and Cowboys game is actually pretty exciting, and you were kind of locked into it. So kept me out of the food coma headspace.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, generally, you get to that 4 o'clock game, and you're like, Packers, Cowboys, or Bears, Cowboys. And this year, it was Chiefs, Cowboys. I'm going to admit, I was wrong. I thought the Cowboys could play with them. I did. But every time I thought about them pulling the upset, I kept getting back to, nah, it's the Chiefs. They'll move the ball. They'll score. You might feel like here and there the Cowboys have a chance. But at the end of the day, the Chiefs are going to win by probably a touchdown, 10 points, something like that, right? That's what I thought. And then they have the pick to start the game. And then they score. And you're like, yep, that's the way it's going. After that, I got to tell you, Dak was great yesterday. He was great. You know the thing about Dak sometimes? So I remember going to that, the combine that year. And Dak Prescott, he got drafted in 2016. I think that's, I got to go back and look at the actual year he was drafted. Oh yeah, that had to be it, because I really liked him. When I went to the combine that year, I came back and going, I like Prescott. Like, I really like the way he presents himself. And I always think about him in this regard, because that year, I do think the Bills were going to draft him, but the Cowboys used a supplemental pick on him, and the Bills drafted. Do you remember who the Bills drafted that year right after Dak got drafted? Do you remember that year, that draft?
It was 2016, you said?
Yes.
I know 17 was Tre'Davious White. I'm trying to think. I don't know if I
remember. Well, it wasn't like an early draft pick. Dak went, let me just see here. Dak went at the end of the second or end of the third. I have to make sure and get this right. And I want to tell you if you remember this. So I think, I think the Bills were, they would have drafted Dak Prescott. But because he went, the Bills drafted Cardale Jones.
Oh, I remember Cardale Jones. I was a little excited about him when Tyrod was the quarterback. I remember seeing him in a preseason game, one of the kids' day games.
I'm gonna look at here. Let's see where these were. Chris Jones, Deion Jones, Cyrus Jones, Cardale Jones with the. There you go. Dak Prescott went 135. Cardale Jones went 139. And I'm telling you, if the Cowboys didn't take Dak, I think the Bills would have. And who knows how things would have turned out by now. But the other thing I think about with Dak is, he's 32. You know, at this level, he's playing at a high level. And we talk about Josh Allen and the time frame and the window. Josh is 29. He'll be 30 in the offseason. And I think about, well, a guy like Dak is still playing at this level at 32. And of course, anything can happen, but I'm pretty confident that Josh will still playing at a very, very high level for many more years, because Dak is, I mean, look at Matt Stafford. Look at how he's playing right now at his age. And I think that happens with quarterbacks now. They get older. And they're playing at a higher level at an older age now. That's happening. But yesterday was really good football. Did you enjoy it? How about you there, Dan? Did you enjoy football yesterday? And did you enjoy what you were eating? I got two producers today.
Yeah,
I'm very 100%. Lucky today.
I mean,
and
just
I got Owen
watching,
over there.
The early game, Green Bay and the Lions were just a great
it's
starter.
A great game.
I thought.
Great starter. You're right. That's like the warm up to your meal, right? How was everything in the Parker household there, Owen? Are you guys have a lot? Do you enjoy football, eating, all that? Is Owen? I don't know. You know if he can hear me. There you go. Owen's going to put on his headphones. I said, how was everything in the Parker household? I don't think I'll be able to talk to your dad today, I think, because we have Sabres tonight.
Yes.
So you can fill me in.
It was awesome. There was actually a moment with my grandfather. I was sitting with my dad, Bulldog, and his dad. And I don't know what sparked him off. We were watching the Chiefs game, and my papa broke into a full-blown skate in the crease in 99.
What? Come on.
I have no idea why. What? Something about Mahomes just like set him off. And there was a Thanksgiving.
The officiating. It was the officiating of the games, right?
That might have been exactly what it was.
And it's like, you know, there's something, sometimes in life there's something under the surface that, you know, all of a sudden something else triggers it and you've just been waiting to
put
it out there.
Right.
It sounds like that's the case.
Exactly. And this has apparently been in there for almost 30 years now.
I get it.
Like one of my favorite moments of my whole, like all of those days, like just, I got to see, where did my dad get this? Because I know
I got this from him,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Where does it come from him? And I finally, for the first time, got to kind of see, oh, there it is. There's the rant from the OG.
Right.
Really good.
Just been holding it in, never really wanted to say anything, and then all of a sudden it's just buried in there.
Right.
And it winds up coming out. That first game was a good two.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Coming up was a good warm-up. I thought the Lions would win, but certainly thought the Packers had an ability to do that. But man, the Packers, they made some great plays, great catches. What did you guys think of the touchdown? Was it Christian Watson? I thought it was a good call. I thought his foot was down.
Yeah.
And I thought that he controlled it with the first foot down slightly, but he did. But people said, you're crazy. I'm tweeting about it. People are like, how can you look at that replay and say it's a touchdown? The ball was moving. The ball's allowed to move as long as he has control of it. I thought it was a good call. I thought it was a touchdown.
I thought he lost a little control at the hit where he did start to move his hands. And I did think that they were just going to say, okay, he didn't have possession of it until he got that second foot down. And then he finally, when he brought it down, that second foot hit the out of bounds, no touchdown. But, the refs do their job for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. It always reminds me, these debates about catches versus not catches always remind me of the goaltender interference or not goaltender interference in hockey.
Yeah.
Because you just, who knows? Throw a dart at a board. I think this is a little more the NFL side, like catching is a little more well defined than the goaltender interference stuff. But I look at this and I think, similar to Dan, like he kind of jostles that thing around. I think at the end of the day, just favor the points. Favor, if there's a touchdown score, don't take it back because it was that close. Like, if it's there, it's there.
I thought it was a good call, but it was a very big call in the game, obviously.
Right.
But they made some big-time throws and catches, the Packers did.
Oh, my goodness.
No doubt, right? They made some big-time throws and catches.
Yeah.
And they wind up beating the Lions. It has no impact on the Bills. It certainly has an impact on the NFC North. I mean, because of that game, Green Bay passes Detroit. The Lions are third place now in their division at 7-5. Packers at 8-3-1, but the Bears play today. If they lose, the Packers suddenly are in first place, going from third to first, essentially,
right?
Over a 48-hour span. So we'll see what happens. There is a Black Friday game today. It is Bears at Eagles. All right, then you get to the game yesterday, the 4 o'clock game. And, okay, I know we live in this space and this bubble about the Bills and Xavier Worthy and wide receivers and all these things that happen with the Chiefs. I mean, they just can't seem to throw the ball down the field, though, to be honest with you, right? Like, why can't the Chiefs throw the ball down the field? They're the team that's supposed to have all these weapons. Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, Travis Kelce, whatever. And I know he's not a burner, but I mean, like, why can the Chiefs not throw the ball? Their throws downfield are either, it seems, incomplete or just non-existent.
That's why if I was a Chiefs fan, I would be even more concerned about the passing offense than I would be as a Bills fan at this point. Because I think as a Bills fan, there's an easy answer.
Right.
Allen's there. You've got him. You just don't have anybody down there to catch it.
Can I give you a stat?
Yeah.
Ready for this? The average pass length, just completions, if you take every quarterback's completions only, not attempts, the average depth of completion, Patrick Mahomes is 18th in the league at 5.28.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
that's not great.
No.
And now you're like, well, where's the Bills? Actually, Josh Allen is 16th at 5.71. He actually is higher.
Right.
His average length of completion is slightly higher than, is about a half yard more than Patrick Mahomes.
And I think if you polled Bills fans without seeing those results, they'd think that Allen was 30th. And So, like I said, like there's the easy answer for the Bills is just you got to get a guy. The Chiefs, they've got a coach that is an offensive guru, so you're not swapping that out. You've got Patrick Mahomes playing quarterback. You're not getting much better than that. And you've got Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown. Like, you've got a cast out there that should be effective at this.
No doubt. And even more so, maybe, might have been how easily it felt like the Cowboys moved the ball against the Chiefs yesterday. Right. They had an answer for anything Steve Spagnuolo did, right? And, like, Steve Spagnuolo was still kind of in his bag, creative. He was sending guys from everywhere.
Right.
This is what I mean by Dak. Dak was incredible yesterday. Oh, he had an answer for everything.
He's been really impressive to watch because he's just dicing up defenses. I mean, he's got two guys with Pickens and CeeDee Lamb that are both probably top 10 guys in the league now.
Before I get, it's funny you say that. There was an interesting Twitter debate I had yesterday. Carl Jones, our buddy from Channel 4, said basically like, Pickens and Lamb are like, Pickens is top. He's one of the best. He's the best in the league or something like that. I would still take, if I had, let's say everything's equal. Quarterback's equal. Team is equal. Whoever the quarterback is. Good quarterback, right? Whether it's Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Dak Prescott, whoever. I'm still taking Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase before I take George Pickens. And that is not a knock on Pickens. He's great.
Yeah.
But I'm taking those two before Pickens and Lamb.
Yeah, that's...
Right?
Pickens is awesome. But, I mean, yeah, Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson are a different animal. I think Jefferson's been dealing with not having somebody to throw him the ball really at all in J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
And Ja'Marr Chase has been without Burrow for most of the year. I think both those guys have a comparable quarterback, then you're not even thinking.
Am I crazy? What would you do?
No, I think both those receivers make their offenses. That's why Justin Jefferson was so elite. I mean, with Kirk Cousins, you were able to run the ball. You were able to go to Jordan Addison and TJ Hockenson because everybody was worried about Justin Jefferson.
Yes.
Or you're worried about Ja'Marr Chase. That's why T. Higgins does so well. I mean, you saw last night. Ja'Marr didn't get a touchdown, but he got all those catches, and that allowed Eovas to become open, Noah Fant. Mike Gesicki. I mean, you're just talking guys who are no names who are getting the ball because they're all worried about that one big player.
Agreed. And I know he's not the same player, but that's why Dalton Kincaid is so important for the Bills. Like, at least he helps
dissipate. He takes some focus off. You have to at least,
he helps control the middle of the field, and then you have more available.
To that same point, you've got two guys in Lamb and Pickens. Lamb is still, I think, in defense's mind, the number one threat. So he's just opening up that space for Pickens, and Pickens is just a better version of whatever else everybody else's number two receiver is. So he's just benefiting from Lamb sucking over whatever safety or whatever is over there, and he's just he can play with his food out there because he's just as good as Lamb.
I mean, also Jake Ferguson.
Oh, yeah, Ferguson. Yep. Yeah, and by the way, Javonte Williams helps their running game, and he's been a nice revelation for them, right? I will say this. I'm not comparing Rice to Pickens. I think Pickens is a better receiver, but they are both similar in this regard. They drop an easy catch once in a while.
Yeah.
And then they make the most spectacular catch, right?
I know.
It's kind of crazy.
It's really impressive.
And Rice did that yesterday. Didn't do Mahomes any favors in that. Okay, so after the game yesterday, the Chiefs, with the loss, fall to 6-6. The way the standings look right now, you have your four division leaders, New England, Denver, Indy, and Pittsburgh. That could change on Sunday if the Bills beat Pittsburgh. But because of the loss last night, which I'll get to in a second with the Ravens, they fall out of a playoff spot. Now you got the Chargers, the Jags, and the Bills, all 7-4, tied for the fifth seed with three teams. That loss by the Chiefs yesterday was massive for their playoff chances, but also really to help the Bills and the Jags and the Chargers because all three have beaten the Chiefs so far, which is incredible. Now, the Bills have lost to the Texans, and the Texans are actually the 8 seed right now on the outside looking in. If Buffalo loses this week and Houston wins, the Bills are going to be on the outside looking in, depending on Chargers and Jacksonville, but that can happen. But at least you push the Chiefs down a little bit. At least you push the Ravens down a little bit. It is pretty wild to see an AFC playoff picture 12 games in, with the Chiefs and the Ravens sitting in the 9 and 10 holes. But that's what it is right now. The Bills have a massive game against the Steelers this week because if they are to win, that gives them a little more cushion after beating the Chiefs and after beating the Ravens. Let's remember that. and after beating the Steelers. Because it doesn't matter who wins the North. If the Bills beat the Steelers, whichever team doesn't win the North, the Bills will have the head-to-head. That's why this game is so massive. And by the way, the Bills only have a 4-3 conference record. Right now, the Chargers are 6-2. The Jags are 4-2. The Bills are 4-3. The Bills need more conference wins if they're going to wind up in any sort of tiebreaker for a last spot. Seeding, I'm not too worried about right now. Not too worried about. Is there really a difference right now? In your mind, if the Bills had to go to New England or Denver or Indy or Pittsburgh in round one? Seriously.
Yeah.
Maybe you might parse things and go, well, Denver's tough. I get it.
Right. But
they're not a world beater. They know what I mean? They play close. Yes, I know they have a good defense.
But they're not.
It is not like going to Kansas City.
No.
It is not like a matchup going to Baltimore.
Yeah.
I don't care about seeding right now. If you told me the Bills are guaranteed to make the playoffs and they don't have to go to Kansas City or Baltimore or even Cincy, I think I'm signing up for it.
Oh, if you ask me,
I think I'm
that,
signing up for it.
Ask that question to a Bills fan.
It doesn't matter.
The year,
even if they have to go on the road to start the and right. It looks like three straight games, I think I'm signing up for that. And the biggest reason too is, by the way, the reason with all this is happening last night. How about the Cincinnati Bengals? Now this is a team that the Bengals are starting to look like we thought the Bengals would this year with Joe Burrow. But let's be honest, the Ravens gave them gift after gift after gift. Isaiah Likely fumbling out the end zone. Oof. A batted ball in the air turns into an interception. Another batted ball in the air turns into an interception. One in their own red zone, which they actually held, and then one in the other red zone for the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens just kept giving gifts to the Bengals. Credit the Bengals, they forced some of that. But at the same time, the Bengals looked pretty darn good last night. And now they get 10 days. They get Burrow another few days extra rest before they come to Buffalo. You want to talk about some big games coming up for the Bills? It's not just this week. It's next week as well.
Right. Bengals are 8-0 in their last 8 games with Burrow.
Do you think the NFL and Fox regret
flexing it? I bet they already do.
They might, but the game that they put in that spot is Bears-Packers.
Right.
And that's
really juicy
pretty
now.
Massive, right?
Yeah, but that's
Chicago market too,
right?
But I know
you've
it's
got
market.
Burrow and Allen head to head again, and Burrow's like coming off a win, they're hot, and this is to keep their playoff dream alive. If the Bills are whatever is going on with the Bills, it'll be interesting.
I am glad though. By the way, I'm glad it's a 1 o'clock game.
Absolutely.
Switched it to a 1 o'clock game. This week is a 4:25 p.m. game. Pat Hammer's going to join us with a weather outlook at about 10:45 or so. Coming up at 10:30 in just a little while, we're going to get Len Jankowicz on, a local high school coaching football legend, member of the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame, and a real big champion for helping youngsters and youth football players achieve their next goals in life, which include possibly playing college football. So if you are interested, if you are a high school football player, if you know a high school football player, you coach one, you are a parent or guardian of a high school football player, and I'm talking flag, I'm talking tackle, men, women, even Rochester, Buffalo, and Canada, you're going to want to know about what's happening on Tuesday night at Highmark Stadium, recruiting night coming. It's a college football recruiting night. It happens every year. We're going to talk about that. We'll get much more into the Bills a little bit later in the program because we will have Sean McDermott join us for his weekly radio interview and an injury update. Will the Bills be without both of their starting tackles? Left tackle Deion Dawkins, with a concussion, hasn't practiced this week. Right tackle Spencer Brown, shoulder injury, hasn't practiced this week. What's going on with Joshua Palmer? Sean McDermott did not include him in his injury update to us on Wednesday morning, but suddenly he was limited during practice on Wednesday and then did not practice on Thursday, which is an indication that maybe something happened at practice with Joshua Palmer. How about Brandon Cooks? Does he have a chance to play on Sunday? A lot to get to with the Buffalo Bills head coach, Sean McDermott. We'll do that a little bit later. But first, up next, Len Jankowicz on the college football recruiting night here in Buffalo for Rochester football players, Buffalo football players, and even Canadian football players who are interested. We'll talk with him after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.